Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call to Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling, it's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Hey, what's going on? Neil Wood here in the Philadelphia studio with the old co-host Adam Nutter.
Yo.
Comics up in this cult. How you doing? Another week out and about doing some stuff. Oh man, it's good to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
You feel all right? You feel good?
Yeah, a little tired. Jet lag still, I feel. Wet mountain time.
Does that happen with the mountain time?
It's like two hours, so it's not three, but it's still two. So, wow. Like, you know, it still kind of fucks you up when you land. You're like, it feels like 12, and it's like four or whatever the fuck it is when you left.
I still don't think jet lag is real for me, at least. You've never
experienced, like, how tired you don't get. It's Greece. Only when
I
go.
No, I've flown to,
yeah, but, oh, yeah,
I've flown to Greece. I've flown to Finland, then down to Greece, and felt nothing.
But that's
I don't know what exactly
vertical.
Jet lag is.
You're going the same.
No, I know. I'm saying that I clearly flew.
I flew
ahead in time.
Yeah, that's what crazes me. Is it like that didn't bother you? None of that bothered you?
No. What is jet lag? Hit me with what's jet lag?
You just feel super fucking tired and worn out, like, especially because the time zone changed. Like, that's usually what it is. Like, especially like East Coast, West Coast, West Coast, East Coast. Like, if you just get acclimated to one of those and you go to the other one.
Okay.
Even mountain. It's like, anywhere it's like, I feel like 2 or 3 hours and more, kind of, you just get like, because when I landed, it was what? Like 2:30 or whatever the fuck Denver time, but really,
you're in a lot of weak body bullshit. That's what I'm saying.
All right, fair. Maybe you're right.
Your mind and your body in tune with
a little
your
baby
fate.
Bitch.
All right, first of all,
I didn't have my thetan meter. That's where I fucked up. They
you
took
have
it to TSA.
Meter in there, buddy. They took it. Those communist bastards.
Thank you. Now you get it. Libertarian
every
meal.
Every time. Every time. No, I'm a socialist. I'm a get in the red socialist. Socialist? That's what socialists sound like. Socialist is Southern? Like, yeah,
totally.
He's Southern. Not a Southern
we
socialist.
We all know Alabama and Florida full of socialists.
Full
of commies.
Socialists that like guns. Like, this is a new character called Socialist Southern. My name is Neil McBobbin Tuggins.
Like,
and I'm gonna tug that bob all day, baby.
Like socialist Southern Neil.
Yeah.
We guns to protect our anarcho commune.
Exactly. This is all a brother in arms.
We will take the means of production.
Yes. Now put on your gray uniforms and shut the fuck up.
Now face the wall as I shoot you in the head. You ain't making art, son.
Come on now. Your lives are meaningless, and we need to use some nutrition for some of these crops.
You ain't eating today. I don't know who told you that. Now, get back to work.
Now, do you want to be a capitalist pig or a socialist somebody? That's the question you have to ask yourself.
Some would say haves and have-nots. You want to be a not?
You want to be a not? And as the
lost the accent.
You want to be a have-not? All right.
I don't know what that went to.
Okay.
It was like Australian. It kind of went to Australian.
I slip right into Aussie every time. Every time I slip right into it.
Aussie commie. Everybody gets their own kangaroo. Stays the means of production for dingoes.
Yeah, because if you think about it, they have pouches, so they're probably communist or socialist or something. Probably. Like, they're letting that infant feed off them. It's disgusting. You got to kick that thing out of your pouch, okay? You got to kick it out of your pouch, get it out into the world.
Get it to work.
Yes. What are you doing?
Jesus.
It doesn't even have a pop-up shop? Does it have a startup at least?
Does it even care? Does it want to succeed? I don't think so.
Does your little puppy pouch have like a pop-up shop or something? Like, are you on Shopify? No? How old are you? This is crazy.
What's his portfolio look like?
What's your gig? What's your side? You know what I mean? Yeah.
What's his hustle? What is he doing? Nothing. Is he a tech millionaire? Nah. He's a dumb baby kangaroo.
I just thought I was supposed to sit here, you know.
And you know, they mostly die anyway before they get to be old because they have to crawl up their dumb mom's belly.
Really sad.
Yeah.
You also do the same thing. You know that.
Crawl to my mom's belly.
Yeah.
Technically.
The mother is, yeah, you have to do that skin to skin, and it usually happens right here. I think we, you know, I mean, me, myself, being athletic, I climbed up my own umbilical cord, obviously. Like,
of course. I try to wrap mine around my throat and just fucking get that out of the way.
Okay. Sorry. And then I lassoed it, and I grabbed onto one of my mom's big nippies.
Welcome to the family.
Oh, yeah, it does. There we go, Mom. God, thank God it's cold in this hospital room. Oh, cliffhanger it for a moment.
The nurse goes stop you. The doctor's like, hold on. When's he going to learn? Let him learn.
Dude, I'm hanging on halfway up her belly. Just one hand. I'm like, I look down. There's like little bits of like crevices like falling off from where I slipped. Yeah, it falls over her bush.
Yeah, like, some of it stops in there. Yeah. It's like jagged rock, like an ocean.
Like down the side of her body. I'm like, oh boy. That was close.
The camera angle, like a POV, like vertigo. You get like the spins from the camera angle. It's like, whoa.
Be fun. That'd be fun. And that was how I was born. So there we go. Vineland Hospital.
Vineland Hospital birth. I like
Vineland.
It.
No, Vineland. Sorry.
No, I said violent hospital birth.
I thought you said Vineland.
No, that is a violent hospital birth. if you're using your umbilical cord.
I got to say, I don't know where the doctors were. Yeah. They could have assisted.
Watching you.
Spot me.
No, they're letting you learn on your own. What are you going to learn?
Yeah, it's just like a drill sergeant. He must get up that rope himself.
He's yelling in your face next to you. Climb!
You're a pussy if you climb, don't get pussy. Up that goddamn. Get up that umbilical cord. Come on now, son. Get up there. What would your father think? He was in the Great War. It's like, what's happening? What war are you talking about? Would you get up the cord?
Dad's in a bar drinking right now. What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, of course.
Yeah, no.
My dad's like popping peanuts, being like, I got to say, I still don't know how they get these honey roasted. I don't get it.
Just, hey, Mr. Wood, your son's being born? Like, who? Yeah.
Mimi's pregnant. Whoa.
After this beer or two, I'm going to get down to the hospital.
Yeah. We'll be right back to another leave back. Yeah, just like, what a weird show we have.
Yeah.
Or some just pirated version of Family Guy. I have no idea what that was. I'm glad you made it back from your trip. I guess you were jet lag again. I don't know the experience. I'm too strong mentally and too strong.
Nice. Everybody was telling me about altitude sickness when I landed there, and I was fine the whole time.
Oh, okay.
Zero problems. Like everyone was like, drink all the water. Right. You're going to feel it for 2 days. And I'm like, I'll drink a bottle of water. And I did. I had like one bottle of water. Then I had one more. I got to the hotel. I was fine.
You're just doing a plug for buy. I know what you're doing. This is, I get it. This is integrated marketing. I see what you're doing, dude.
Now,
yeah,
I
he's like,
stop
I don't know.
And get myself some sweet, sweet, delicious buys.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Guys, they were talking about like, you know, to me as a consumer, I didn't have any experience with altitude sickness, but I only drank one glass of water and these buys.
Antioxidant. It stops altitude sickness, so I've been told.
It may or may not. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I just know I'm perfect. Wink. Just, I see what you're doing. You're integrated marketing, Adam Nutter. I know what you're
goddamn
doing.
Right. Well, they haven't reached out to me. I think I'm blocked by all by social media, as I should be. Good call.
You know, they're playing coy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What they want me to do? They want me to show up at their corporate offices is what they want me to do.
You got to show up.
I got to show
up. You should show up, but I know they might like, because they might be, you know, like avid hunters or something. Like, so you should show up with like a gun or something. Like up.
Why would I do
at
that?
I think buys are out there. You're out in the nature
buys,
right?
That's right, but a gun is fucking, that's weak. If you want, buy pops, right?
Right.
If you want something to pop, a tank.
Oh, interesting.
You know, you roll through with a tank.
Yeah,
People start turning heads.
Yeah, you're going to roll in there like Xi Jinping I love that. Exactly. Yeah, very much.
All Tiananmen Square. Bye. You know?
Yeah, the guy who was in front of the tank. I love the guy from Bai comes out and gets in front of your tank. He's just got a Bai t-shirt on. He's like, you will not take this facility.
I'm like, take it, guy.
Hank, come on, bud. Give us the sponsorship, Hank. Just think about it. This is crazy.
The turret lowers. Like, how about now, Hank?
Come on, Hank. You're being silly, Hank. Come on. I will open fire. Hank, I will open fire on this Bai facility.
It's 42 days into the Bai hostage standoff.
Yeah. At this point, we see that Hank, the Bai employee, has now wrapped his shirt around the turret. He is seemingly bathing in front of the tank right now. He has defecated several times. We don't know where this story will end. We only know that he has run out of Bai himself. Again, yeah. Bai. it will definitely help with your altitude sickness.
I make them Waco me.
Yeah, Waco.
I hold some. There's children inside. I still out the window.
Why are there children in your tank? What?
I don't know. It didn't work for them either. I thought it might work for me this time. I think because
we run a tank school daycare. All right. I don't know. It's different, but think about it. It's got travel. It's got space. Yeah. All right.
Self defense.
Yeah. You're helping out. It's another facility. I see all these daycares, but they're not protected.
No.
Anybody can get in these daycares.
The pioneers would have loved a tank going out to the Old West back in the day.
Yeah, helping out their kids, tank. Protecting their children.
God damn it.
Would have been
no, it is. Bunch of commies over there.
Oh, you think so?
Bunch of commies.
Mm.
They don't want tanks for us.
I forgot. Yeah,
they just want tanks? Commies don't want tanks.
I think we've lost the thread, but it's fun. It's fun regardless. I'm okay with what you're doing. Because I was like, wait, who's the Bai or China?
Bai, I don't know.
Oh, no.
But no,
China is Bai.
No. Oh, no. I'll stop.
No, there's no Bai people in China. There can't be.
Can't be.
Right? They're not allowed.
No, I mean, right? Neither are women.
Right? Right, China?
They get tossed with the rest of them. They don't like. Like the Spartans in China had a lot in common with that. Just any baby they don't like, they're like,
listen, enough time foolery. How was your trip? No joke.
Beautiful. I've never been to Colorado before, so that was fucking really pretty. Like the drive out.
Nice
oh, there. So first of all, I was in Denver the one night.
Yeah, I've been there.
Right, which I've never been, which is a very small town. Like I'm confident now. I've been to enough cities in this country where ain't nothing's New York, and like I'm just spoiled by how big New York is. And like, every time I go somewhere else, I'm thinking like it's gonna be kind of like New York, and it's not. It's very small. And then there's also that one part of Denver that this is why I think we're in a simulation. Every part of a major city, one part of it, usually like the downtown financial part, get into it, looks the same. I mean, the same, same buildings, the same like designs and decor. Where we drove through one part of like, downtown Denver, and I was like, am I in Philly right now or Manhattan? Like where the fuck am I? It looked the same. Like if there weren't a mountain in the background, you would not know. But it was cool. Coors Field's like right, as you know, right in downtown Denver.
Well, I don't know everything. I stopped there briefly. So what? Like it was like you have interpreted good design,
yeah,
as a cause and effect scenario for why you're in a matrix, which is
you get it.
It is very backward thinking, and I love it.
No, it shouldn't exist. They all shouldn't exist the same in every city.
I know.
Someone has to be different. It can't all be the same,
right?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know. Sometimes you just need to build a 20-story building, and it's gotta look.
That's not what I'm saying. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the down on the ground part, not the buildings.
Uh-huh.
Like outside on the ground.
Welcome to Uncle Nutter's Dum Dum Time. Come on, kids, gather around while I try to explain to you why we's in a matrix.
No, but the downside, the down part, not the buildings.
The decor, like you're talking about the decor, like the actual facades of the buildings on the lower floors.
Yes, thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Denver weed got me hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, half of Drop 10 Media, Adam Nutter. Is it crazy that we had a conversation before we got on air and how we're dying and we're never going to make it? Believe in Drop 10 Media.
Yeah, you get it. You know, you get what I'm saying?
I need to buy the rest of the company from you. I need to. This is, you just should own less. I'm just saying, it should be like 20-80. It can't be 50-50. I don't have faith in you. It's very scary.
It's cool. I just money man.
No. Oh, every time boils the blood.
But of course, feels cool.
Okay, you're not in a Matrix, but anyway, you think you're in a Matrix. Got it. Whatever. Move on. Yeah, it's very little. I describe Denver as like take Center City, Philadelphia, mm-hmm. something like the financial. It's only a couple of blocks, like Center City, all of Center City, and then stopping like before South Street and just doing that and none of the surrounding, like no suburb, like Manayunk doesn't get, like, I mean, it's there's suburbs, but like, oh, they're kind of removed and wrapped around. It's a little different, much low lying. You know, lower and stuff like that. So in terms of like structures. I feel you on that. Would you like to? It was clean, right?
It was cool. Yeah, super. Nice. Yeah, the air feels like so different. Like being up there, you're like, oh, it's clean. I'm not breathing in toxic waste from whatever river system I'm next to right now on the East Coast.
Coors.
Yeah.
It's in the air.
Dude, our hotel was like fucking three blocks from Coors Field. Like we saw it from our fucking room. It was pretty
funny. That's what you said. You said Coors Field. Gotcha.
Where the Rockies play. And then when we left to go to Steamboat, that's when I saw like Mile High Stadium, which is cool. Like
right.
And stuff. And then just the fucking Rockies. It's so beautiful. It's like so pretty. Right. Just, you know, oh yeah. Big there. And like it really puts shit in perspective where like it's so fucking big, dude. Like we've been to Vegas, California. Like there's mountains there, right? But like it just drops dick on those mountains, dude.
Yeah,
drops dick on those mountains.
Did you fly over parts of the Rockies, right?
No, because Denver's like to the east.
So
like you land and then like you see them when you land. Yeah. Like, it's like they're there.
It is trippy. Yeah. When you see, super. When I flew to Vancouver, there I remember waking up and seeing out of the plane window the sun setting. So I believe it's like, I think the sun was setting. I don't think I was getting up, but sun was setting over like just a large expanse of the Rockies.
That's sick.
And it was terrifying. Like it was just because it was just mountains for as far as you could see. And I knew there wasn't less behind us. And I was like, all right, well, if we go down here, everyone here is fucked if anyone even survives. So so you're just like, please get just fucking get over top of these fucking things, please. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
You really just don't have a portion of scale.
Here, these I took some of these pictures super dangerously while driving, but you know, we don't.
Oh, great. And now Adam's show and tell portion. Curated by Bye.
Just fucking look at these, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's just insane, man. It's like
They're beautiful. Very nice.
Wild. And then that was like a nice three and a half hour drive or so, whatever, through the mountains. Daytime, so that was cool. I think you saw everything. As you said,
you see any wildlife while you were driving?
A few deer.
Oh, really?
Deer.
Man.
Their deer, like, way tougher than our deer. Their deer are grizzled. Their deer are way thicker fur, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, they're also just, like,
like
mean mug you as you, like, as opposed to these deer, like, oh, look, the fucking, like, pussies, like, they're just like, what's up? Drive by me, bitch. And like, all right. Like, fucking chill. Yeah, they're just, and they're like, have shorter snouts too. They're deer.
Oh, interesting.
They're shorter snout deer. And then I saw bison, like bison farms and shit. There's a thousand fucking ranches.
And they had a gushy back, right?
It did. Short tail.
I know what you did. Ooh, girl.
Little white tailed whore, as I like to call them.
You dirty boy, yeah. I know what you're up there. I know what you're up to. Getting some of that wood puss.
It was warm. I get warm. It's a Rockies.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
You know? How else do you stay warm?
Is it rude if you come inside of a deer and then cut it open to live inside of it? Should you?
Han Solo did that in Star Wars.
Oh, okay. So he did. He twofered it. He double penned.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. And if he did it, he's like the coolest guy ever. So.
Oh, okay. Cool. Because you got to think, you're injecting warmness into it.
Yeah.
To then, okay, let's move off this. I don't know why I went into this. But. I got to see a bunch of wildlife while I was driving. Like almost lucky. Like it was weird. Like I saw a moose.
Really?
I mean, I knew they were big.
There, I know.
Then
I
when heard. You see one, yeah. you're like, this is the size of the current car we're in.
Right,
like,
tank. Yeah. That's a tank. I'm gonna ride that in to buy.
Like on the side, under your moose. Side of the road. This was just all on the side of the road coming.
That's wild.
I don't know why I got to, because we were just driving. Yeah, we had to go up and over a mountain pass, like kind of, you know, just spiraling kind of up and then around and through. I think just because we were going out of Denver, we were going to a hot spring, and I saw a goat. I saw, or like a ram. No, I saw like a ram. Yeah, I saw some rams.
I saw that too.
And I saw a moose. And then, which was just fucking nuts. It was, it almost like scared me, is how.
Yeah, they're so big.
Because I just, yeah. Like, you're worried when deer might jump in front of your car in Jersey or in PA. You're passing by what is essentially like an SUV with legs that you're hoping does not move. Like, it's. I tightened up. Like I did. I was like, yo, like just on the side of the road, maybe like 10 feet off the side of the road. And I was like, fuck.
Imagine like those kinds of videos, like in the safaris in Africa where the elephants are starts charging a Jeep.
Right.
Now imagine that.
I can't imagine a pool moving towards me.
Hey, this building's running at me at like 35 miles an hour. So we got to go.
No, I wasn't even trying to be. I didn't plan on seeing the moose. I was like, I'm not inviting this. I didn't walk into the. We did build roads through your woods. But like, I was like, baby boy, what are you doing? Striking. I'm sorry you didn't get to see a fucking moose.
No.
You would have lost your shit.
Yeah, I would have lost my shit. I was wanting to see him. But I saw a bison. I never saw a bison in person before, actually.
Oh, that's fun.
And they were pretty big, too. They were pretty some big boys. They were like on farm. They were like ranch bison. Okay. They weren't like free range bison.
Gotcha.
But so many fucking ranches out there. Holy shit. And all I kept driving was like, how much fucking money is out here?
Sure.
Money. Like, everything you drive by is like, that ranch is worth millions. That way, the ranch is worth millions. And then like, you get to see some houses.
Yeah,
like they're sprinkled through, and they're just like sitting on the mountaintop, like on stilts, like the sand, like beach homes, but on mountainsides, just like this giant stilts holding them up and shit like that, dude. It was fucking crazy.
A past employer lives in Colorado, somewhere in Denver, and to you, I say, fuck you,
fuck you, guy or lady,
the whole crew, but
all you.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, cool. So, but I heard Steamboat. Is it Steamboat Springs?
Steamboat Springs.
The full thing.
Yeah.
Steamboat Springs is very rich. You were saying it was very affluent.
So it's a tourist town, straight up. Like everyone who lives there, pretty much either you were just your great grandfather homesteaded in Colorado, or like you have money, and you bought a home there. Like that's pretty much like how you live there. Like Kyle, who lives there, he's not rich. He has a joke on stage talks, but he's like, you know, Steamboat Springs, where you and your six other adult male friends live together to afford a home, like because that's what it takes. Like we met his the other comic Matt. He lives with Matt. This other roommate Jeff we met, I forgot his name. He's over with J. He works like the bar there. Like they have like six guys living in that home, like in their and it's his apartment. Like a regular condo. Like, you know, it's just so much fucking money, dude.
Yeah. New York prices in Colorado, everybody.
Exactly what it is. And like everyone
what a fucking travesty
is dressed in like all cowboy shit, you know, but like high end, like the high end version of all that shit. Everyone's driving around in like
Range Rovers,
Denali's and Range Rovers and all the highest. And you know, we have like a rented Honda CRV or the fuck we have. like shit.
Ooh, got the all wheel package you guys are spending.
And it was just really rich, and I'm like, how does everybody fucking live here? Like again, and then Kyle's like, you gotta live with 40 people, or
you
have, can't.
You
yeah.
probably would have had to kill a couple of people, step on a couple of people over top of you. Yeah. You might have had to fuck over some people and do some shady shit.
100%. But it's pretty much like a tourist town year round, even in summertime. Like it's still a touristy spot.
Okay,
like no one really lives there. It's like Vegas. It's like transit. It's like transient. Like people just come through and then we're like, you know, but a bunch of timeshares, a bunch of, you know, vacation homes, shit like that. But they're all fucking mansions.
Right.
So, like you can see them. Cause like it's cool. Cause like you're walking through like the main downtown of Steamboat, like the main drag. And like you look up and there's a mountain and you see people skiing down the mountain, like right next to you.
Right. Yeah.
It's pretty fucking cool. It is a cool place. Like it's very beautiful. You know, I post some shit on Instagram, like where we perform and stuff like that. Like the bar, it was a music venue that Kyle just does comedy at. So it's like set up perfectly for comedy. You know, like tables. It's a stage. It's a legit stage. There was like a Tool cover band who played after us on Saturday night. Like it was cool. It was a cool time. But then
white on white on white, baby.
Yeah, very white. Oh, I don't think I saw a not white person the whole time I was there. Actually, now you mentioned it. Oh, no, there's a few Indian
dude,
people.
We're in a music venue. Wait, did you say it was a brewery? No, it's
a Indian,
music
no, a few Indian people. Right? Yeah, but yeah, it was a music venue. Like an actual
music
venue.
You had some natives. You had some
no,
native
no, no, no.
American.
Indian. Like Indian, even Indian. Like actual Indian.
Gotcha. Yeah. Cool.
Because they probably had money and they were there. So, like, yeah. Right, they're there and money.
Everyone's rich can live in Steam Street.
Yes. Spring. It only cares about green. It's the only color it cares
Steamboat
about.
Springs, baby. Where everyone can live as long as you're rich. Yeah. Steamboat
but
Springs.
We got spoiled because, like, I didn't pay for anything, like, at all. Like, all week.
That's upsetting.
Yeah. So, like, we got, like, treated like kings. Yeah. And, nice. I had for breakfast one more. So there's this place called the Yampa Valley, like cafe or restaurant, something like that over there. Okay. It was like a brunch spot. Like, I think it was like featuring like Diners, Dive-In and Drives, whatever the fuck. So it's been like, okay. It's like a legit spot, like a really good spot. The chef, who Kyle knows, came to the show Friday night and he's like, yo, come Saturday for breakfast. He's like, we got it. I had Wagyu steak and eggs.
Wow.
Like a fucking fancy bitch. Yeah. The egg yolks were as yellow as the sun.
Wow.
It was honestly, I was like, this is, I'll kill for this. Like, I get it. Like, I get, like, I'm like, who do I gotta fuck over to live like this all the time? Like, I got real white greed money real quick. Yeah, real quick. Easy. Real easy. Yeah, yeah.
We don't have water in Philadelphia.
Yeah, to be fair, and to be clear, Bucks
as
County did knock
tomorrow.
It over into your reservoir. So,
yes.
Bucks. Let's go. One
so, rich suburb people.
Yeah, and it doesn't affect our water at all. We don't even use that water.
I would say thank you for at least taking out a lot of the communities, both rich and poor. You
You're
did
welcome.
That. You
You're
guys,
welcome.
You did both. It affected the,
to be clear,
the entire side. People
we just
very
hate
close.
Philly. We don't have a real system. Of,
right,
no economic or racial system we hate. We just hate you.
Yeah. No, I got that. Well,
got
you missed a lot of University City and stuff like that. So if you could maybe, you know, try to organize that.
I'll talk to my people. I'll talk to them. Okay. We'll see what we can muster up.
As of, you know, this recording will, you know, it's it'll be tomorrow, on, you know, on the 20th.
April, like 8th, whatever the fuck it is, or it's 10th.
No, today's, today's the 28th, right? 27th?
Brian Isley's episode is for tomorrow.
No, I got you. I'm just saying, today's 27th.
27th.
Yeah, today's 27th. As of tomorrow, the 28th,
yes.
At 3:30, the water may not be good. We're waiting to hear. So we'll see. I don't know. As of right now, we have clean water for now, which I have it in pots. I'm going to put some in the sweet tub. I'm gonna fill up the tub with some drinking water, which is nice because I jizz in that tub.
Nice.
So
many pubes in that tub probably. Oh, you got to boil your pubes out.
I'm going to keep them.
Okay.
I'm going to keep the pubes in the water,
I think. Yeah, you want? It's like a latrine.
Yeah. Yeah. Because at that point, then it feels like I'm having sex with myself again.
Right.
You know
who
what I mean?
Didn't want to do that? Like, who doesn't want to do that, you know?
Oh, look at me. I'm holding one. No, I got. Oh, look at that. That's one for me.
That's perfect.
You know? Yeah. So I'm going to leave them in there. Little protein shots. But it's interesting. So it's fun. Fun times. Run on water, which is nice in the stores. Very fun. I hit 3 children today. That was good. Open hand slap. Open hand slap.
That's a correcting.
Well, you can't park on the water. You know what I mean? It's a new terminology here in the water crisis that we're having. There's kids that are, what they do is they run ahead of their parents and they park on some of the containers of water to hold them for the parents. And I say, no dibs. There's no dibs right now. You got to be here. The one with arms to be able to pick this up has to be here, not some little pissant. So I hit 3 or 4 kids, like not a big deal. A little slap, open hand. It's not even, you know. And
they'll
it really,
cry it off. They're fine.
Yeah. The parents thank me really when it's like you son, you know, come on. No, they didn't. I got beat up outside, but it was fun. Regardless, it was fun. It just teaching them a lesson, being out in the community and helping them out to understand how social, you know, conscious people operate. So that's good. So yeah, if you have any water, send it over to our address. I would appreciate it.
I might just
it.
Dump some out.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yes, I sent you some pictures, and then you sent me pictures of you
just pouring
peeing
out.
In. Yeah, you were peeing in some of the water that you had just filled up a tub, and then you just peed in it. I think is rude.
I don't even drink water. I don't even like water.
No, yeah, you're a bye boy. We all know that. Yeah. And you know,
I'm
gonna
sink water run right now just for fun.
Yeah, no, you did. You showed me some pictures and video of that. That was really rude. You were like live. I think you said you were live streaming it.
I was trying
water
to. Yeah,
running.
Yeah. I turned on every faucet I have in my house, and I was like, "Look, you idiot, you can't drink. Look at me!" And I was doing that. Yeah,
I wish we went back to like more regional fighting and hating of people.
Smaller, you know? Civil wars is what I say.
Yeah, like I would like it to just know that, like, I would like to know that, like, I could attack upriver people.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I totally agree. Hey, you have me on board with I want to fight small regional battles. I'm sold.
Like,
it's
not a Philly thing. There's no Bucks. It's just like, no. The upriver people, they are not us. They're not our kin. They fucked us over. We go upriver.
Yeah, up.
And then come back down and do a surprise attack.
And people from you say the same about you.
Exactly. Constant cycle. Constant territory shifting all the way to, you know, the fucking bottom of Delaware, baby. You know what I mean? Just that's what I'm hoping, at least. That's what I would like to see. Because wouldn't that be fun, Adam?
So much fun.
Yeah, like so when people fun. Say like North, that you it would be like we're back to like Norsemen and stuff like that. You'd be like you would have been a Norseman. You would have been like a Viking if you came down to pillage in the
totally
south.
Totally would have been. I would have been heavy on the raping and killing part. That would have been fun.
Yeah, great.
It would have been acceptable back then.
Would you rape equal to your murder, or would you parse one more than the
how
other?
How much that's murdering did I do? How tired am I?
True.
How much
I'm asking
how
you
much
that.
This
don't,
did I do?
Don't do the question
give
at
me. Give me a scenario.
Answer the question.
Did I do a lot of fighting
in a year? Are you doing 50-50, or are you? What's your ratio? What do you think
time,
in your current
I figure,
stamina?
I figure a year.
I mean,
time,
yeah,
you're doing.
You
a
should
lot
never
of
be
killing.
Raping. But
you got it. This is Viking time, sir. There's no rules, and it
I'm
was
saying,
accepted.
If that was your custom,
Yeah, are you saying that I'm not allowed to practice my custom?
I mean, back then, I guess it would be very weird for you to tell them to not rape. You'd have been like, please don't rape Vikings. And then be like, I don't even know what that word
What
means.
Does that mean?
Yeah. Which is fucking crazy. I can't even understand that. But how crazy would that be? They'd be like, what, the thing I did? Wait, you guys what? Don't like that. You guys don't do wait, hold a second. You guys don't do that.
He's like, get
you're serious?
Fucking crybaby.
Well, we'd be like, well, no, I mean... Yeah, Jeff and Dan, yeah, but we have them locked up. And they're why did you lock up Jeff and Dan?
Yeah, also, like, why the dead bodies? You couldn't just let that one over? And they're like, how did I know?
Right. And the Norsemen would have been like, again, with the word. I don't know what it means.
Stop speaking big words, college boy.
Don't get it. But whatever.
Anyway, year's time, I think I could get – I think my arm would be okay. I don't think I could get too much killing done in a year. Depending on how many places we hit, conservatively, I'd say 60-40 kill rape.
60 being killing.
Yeah.
See, that's actually good for you. I was actually going to disagree with you at first because I thought you were going with different numbers. That number I thought would be smart because I know you're somebody who – because remember, you would have been killing really to gain access to resources, right?
Yeah, my killing, I think –
rape
I think
is on top of it.
That's fun. You know, that's like
well,
a reward
that,
for –
those are your words. Clip that. Can we clip it, Matt? Clip that. Yeah, yeah. Why don't you clip that, Matt? Why don't we run that? Run that a couple of times. I want to get
what?
That. Just send that to me.
Run
Matt.
It.
Oh, damn it. He doubled down before we get it out. God damn it. We're so fucked. But I'm saying that is fair because you're someone who likes nice things. You would need nice things eventually. You know, like, you know, I'm sure you're gonna run out of games.
Exactly.
And you know,
I'm thinking they looked at it as like a, it's like a, it's like a, hey, I'm tired. I deserve this. You know, look how much gold I got for us.
Right. Yeah. You would be so self-serving that you would if God forbid, or but Norse God forbid, Valhalla forbid,
or Odin get with it.
Right. Thor Odin forbid that you would, someone would have been like, oh my God, I can't believe you're going to rape me right now. You'd be like, hey, I only rape 40% of the time. Okay. I deserve it. Like you would work hard
for this gold.
You would be
and subsequent rape
in your head. Ancient Adam would be like, lady, come on
Adam.
Now. This bit is either terrible. I hope people get the context in which we're
hilarious.
It's so stupid, but it's
so funny.
There's context in this where it's like the rationalization that people must have done. It's like, I'm actually a good dude.
I like the bit of Ancient Adam. Ancient Adam is so fucking
40% of the time. Like they, like some like just narcissist just like, hey, I'm actually a good guy. Like I only rate like 40% of the time. That's crazy. That
Ancient Adam's Asian, like
Jim, Gug, he rapes like 80% of the time. He is poor as shit. He has nothing.
Yeah.
No one helps him with it.
John over there, 100% of the time.
He's
only 40.
He lives in a tree. That's how much he loves rape.
Yeah. Zero coin. Zero gold.
He's got nothing. He's got nothing. He's got
Ancient Adam's like, I don't think gold's. We got to get a different currency going. What's his gold back by?
Yeah. What's his gold back by? I was thinking we should get River Coin. Like, you're just River. It's ample, right? It make it, it no go away. Like,
the Vikings are like, can we rape River Coin? I'm like, yeah. Well, I'm not taking that away, guys. Let's calm down.
God just, damn it, Glenn! I told you, get out of these fucking meetings, Glenn. Enough with it. Listen, you're trying to do Rape Coin, and no one wants Rape Coin. All right, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, no, hear me out.
Like, last time you pitched Rape Coin, you just raped Harry as an example. Okay.
Yeah. And I felt like it was an example.
Stop crying.
Yeah, yeah. It was an example that you really wanted us to watch. Like, there were candles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tied
you held that
down.
Guy's eyes open the whole time.
I didn't even want to do that part, but he's got a blinking problem, and we haven't figured out what medicine is. So we had to. But it's, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Viking doctor's like, oh, you know how to solve that? Rape and gold.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Yeah, so first what we do is we put gold over your eyes, and then we stick our penises, the gold, into your eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, I don't know how else to. If that doesn't fix you,
Valhalla
willing, you know?
Guys, it's all we can do. It's either that or you have to consult the big deer. That's about it. That's all we have. And every time someone does, honestly, they shit their pants. So it's up to you. You want shitty pants from the fucking deer god or not? I don't know what to tell you.
We got to do plugs.
Absolutely insane.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I don't think I've said a true thing.
No, that was all true. That was based in fact and historical. Based in
historical. We are two historical podcast-iticians.
That was based on historical facts and evidence. I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you got coming up, Brandon?
Oh, man. Go follow me at Adam Nutter on all the things. Go follow me on Instagram, Adam Nutter, Twitter, TikTok, Adam Nutter Comedy. Go listen to Porcupine.
Podcast rule.
YouTube.com/Adam Nutter. I could barely do these plugs without you doing that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Go listen to Porcupine. Shout out everybody that came out to Steamboat Springs. That was fun.
40% rape. Jesus Christ. I am so fucked on this episode. No, plugs. I'm sorry. It's not funny. What are we doing? God, I can't even release this. Can't even clip this. And I want people to like it. And how dare you tell me that
our fans will dig this. We can find more people who like our shit. That's it.
God, that's not fucking. That's
we're never
so
going
funny.
Mainstream, brother. Bear, you know that.
Nope.
We're never going mainstream.
Nope.
April 20th coming out to White Horse Winery, Hamilton, New Jersey. I'm sure those tickets were up or will be up soon.
They are up.
They're up.
All shows are up.
April 22nd, I'll be up at Ben Sam with the Democratic Club. Fun show coming out to that. Other drop 10 shows. Yeah, we'll talk about May 3rd, Punchline coming out to that. And April 6th is already passed. Fuck. All right, never mind. That's it. I'm good. I'm done. Other stuff in the world. April 3rd, May 13th, Georgia LP convention. And I'm doing more conventions also, I think this year. So I'll let you know.
We're going to simplify this down. I'm going to do this in a bridge version and help you out as well, buddy. check me out. I am neilwood.com. I have a bunch of dates and details up for you to check out. I am neilwood.com. Go there. I think this is coming. Yeah, this will be coming out later. So, hey, listen, if you came out to some of the shows already, thanks for coming on out. I appreciate you. Check out more shows. Let's keep it simple. Myers Brewing Company, Ashland Distillery, White Horse Winery, and the new Autumn Lake Winery. You can check out all these dates and details over at Biggest Little Comedy on Instagram. Okay, you can check it out on drop10.com as well. Of course, take the dates and tickets and details are all there. All right, but you can check out us at these multiple venues and information for them also right there on Instagram. Again, Biggest Little Comedy, and that's little spelled out, everything spelled out. Biggest Little Comedy on Instagram. Check them all out there. That's where we do all our updates. You'll see all our venues and everything we have coming up. So from now on, we could probably just do that nice and short. And also, it's all reflected on drop10.com. So come on out to those. Myers every second and fourth. Ashland's once a month. And the winery shows seem to be once a month as well. So follow those venues, follow us on Instagram, and check all those out. Again, I am neilwood.com for all my personal dates and details. You'll see some crossover there, so you can't miss. All right, drop10.com/store for the old Cult of Us merch, people. Buy a hat, buy a shirt, buy, so whatever the fuck, buy a bunch of cool stuff. It helps us out. It's a little thing that says, hey, I check out this podcast, supports us. I like to think they're pretty cool. We got to add more. We know that. We're going to try to add more. Totally got it. But right now, that's what we got up. Sweaters, hoodies, all that. Sweaters. I don't know why I said sweaters. Sweatshirts, hoodies, pullovers, zip-ups, all that kind of stuff. Long sleeve stuff. Go on, check it out. Short sleeve stuff, no sleeve stuff. All that kind of cool stuff. Go there, check it out. Hats also, I think, are slept on. There's a bunch of textures and patterns and stuff you can get. So check all that shit out. All right. And you can go over to patreon.com/calledofus. If you want to join right now, you're going to get a shirt. That was too fucking radio produced.
It really was.
If you want to join up right now, you're actually going to be able to buy and get a subscription.
People just unsubscribe to our Patreon after that.
And, immediately. You should. I'm sorry. This sounds so fucking commercial. Sometimes I get too good at radio. I don't want to be that good. Because I have that dumb radio voice. Hey, listen, if you join up, $5 a month, all right, you're going to get a bunch of extra content. Also joining up on our Discord and what we watch, some MMA fights and some movies, some cool stuff. So we just sync up times on movies and we watch stuff and we can get in comments and check it. All of that's on patreon.com/cultofus. $5 a month. And you're going to put in your shirt size and we're going to send you over a shirt of your choice. I believe, we've got a couple different designs that you can choose from. Like I said, so join up. It helps us out. We appreciate it. Other than that, you can just subscribe to us on Apple Music or iTunes and Odyssey, YouTube. Give us a little love on Spotify. Give us a little love and keeps us on. I know we're doing some silly shit today, so hopefully you realize our silliness. Anyway, on to the rest of the podcast.
I forgot to tell you, so when I left Steamboat Sunday morning, right? I left 4:30 in the morning because I wanted to,
morning flights are,
Well, flight was at 10:30, but I was like, I got to rental car back, all that shit.
Yeah, three-hour drive, right?
So three and a half plus, the shuttle.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to give myself time. Got back way too fucking early. But so that was the point of the story. The point of the story is when I left and I got in the car, I looked at the temperature and it said -17. I was like, that's not a real number. That can't be real. That's probably broken. I just couldn't, rationalize. I was, telling anything to myself other than that's the truth.
Right.
I was like, no, it can't be because that's insane.
Right.
Who lives here? All the time. Yeah. that's an insane. It didn't get to out of the negatives until I hit Denver city limits.
Oh, okay. Damn.
The frost on my windshield wouldn't defrost all the way through. Let's be honest, I had a shitty rental car, but still, it was this much. It's just visual, but I had this much vision on the window.
Right. You had the beginning of the Christmas Story window.
Yes,
I guess
yes,
just frosting around the edges or the ending, I think. Yeah, it's like,
I didn't see a car for the first hour or so of my drive.
Damn.
Nothing. Yeah. Pitch black. Nope, you can't see mountains. You can't, there's no lights. It was snowing. Not in a four-wheel drive car. I'm in an all-wheel drive car, which might as well be a front-wheel drive car. Honestly, no fucking difference. It's so I was like, okay, can't go fast. Can't see lines on the road. You would think a snow town would plow. They don't.
Oh, okay. Wow.
They just don't.
Yeah.
I didn't see a plow one time. I didn't see salt anywhere. I just, nothing. So it was just I can't see where the roads are. I don't know where I'm supposed to be.
Usually at that point, it's just we're talking highway.
Well, no, I would love to get to the highway. This is just going.
Yeah, we're just talking a two way road, right?
Yeah,
it's a two way road or a one way road at the very least, but a two way road. Yeah, typically it's either, I'm gonna tell you this, but you are getting it, but it's usually just don't hit the other car and pull off the mountain.
Of course,
but that's it doesn't. Too. Wherever the road is, who gives a shit?
It wasn't that, but there's literally freezing water at parts.
Yeah.
sure. inches from the road. Like, it's not very far.
Oh, yeah, you'll feel
like,
it a little bit.
Yes, you're like, oh, I don't know where I am.
Oh, a little bit of patch. A little patch.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to fucking skid out and go into a lake and literally die in 35 seconds of hypothermia. So, like, you're just, you're like, I'm going to drive in the middle where I think the middle is and then just move if I have to because there was a shoulder. I just didn't know what the fuck it was. So fucking scary for like a good portion of it. And I was like,
I'm comfortable driving in snow.
Denver weed, super cheap.
Oh,
I went with Robbie because I brought my own, right? From I already had it. I'm like, I gotta buy weed in Denver. Like, that's dumb. Why the fuck would I do that? Robbie's like, you wanna go? I was like, yeah, I'll go. So I go with him to the store and he's like, well, while I'm here, I'm just gonna go nuts, right? I'm just gonna fucking buy a bunch of shit. So he got like a lot of edibles, like a bunch of different bags, boxes of shit, like chocolate. Two full gram carts, and I'm like, dude, that's gonna be like fucking $300. Like, the lady behind the, she looks at me, she's like, it's gonna be $120. I was like, what? What? Yeah. How much? $120.
Right.
Insane. Imagine buying. I think if that's you go a to a store, no, I mean it's cheap compared to.
No, I meant like, yeah, it would be a lot. Like, it would be a lot. Like, I think right now, if I like, let's just say, what do you think? You bought like five bags of gummies. Usually gummies are like 30.
He got like, remember Pixie Sticks as kids?
Right.
Weed version they weren't, of that.
Wait, the big, not the big Pixie Sticks, you mean? Pixie. I only remember the big comical Pixie Sticks.
You know what I mean? Like, like the tube.
The giant one you'd get at a fucking
like
carnival.
Like the thick
they now just have them in stores. I thought they only existed in carnivals when I was younger. And now they have them in stores as an option for parents.
Who's like, pounding giant Pixie Sticks?
It's insane. I thought it was a carnival thing because it's like you have this once a year and it's now you can just buy them on like Halloween and like if you find, it's insanity. But it's, I get you. Pixie Sticks, I remember. Yeah, okay. Pixie Sticks.
So the small little ones. Like the
You're just talking the little packets, right?
Yeah, he's
the little
like, packet. Okay. It's like a tube shape, like a cylindrical, whatever.
Right.
A full blown chocolate like bar, like a nice chocolate bar, like a legitimately nice chocolate. I tried a piece, but obviously it doesn't work on me. But I was like, this is really good. I was like, the quality of this is amazing.
Wasting weed.
Wait, I totally wasted a chunk of his weed, And then other like gummies and shit like that. Like, hey, they had fast. Oh, I tried this and it didn't work. He bought a fast acting metabolization, which this is how I know Denver is too, or Colorado is this too elevated in their weed game. The guy was like, they use sound waves. I was like, shut up. Stop. Like, you guys are too into weed here. It's like some fucking sound waves. Like, they use sound waves to like break down the molecules to like bypass your liver, like the fat in your liver. I was like, that sounds made up. But so he bought those. He's like, you want to try one of these? I was like, okay.
Are you trying to liver man me, liver king me, or whatever? Like, that's what it sounds like. That's a claim the liver king would make. It's like, I understand. I treat this liver with a wave process that is only known to birds. All right. Yeah. You can't break it down. That's how the molecular structure breaks down. You understand? Like, it's like, what?
Don't just tell me. Don't lie.
We grew this good. Just say that.
Yeah, just say anything else.
We grew this good. You like?
But it didn't work. It didn't work on me. I just so that's officially like I'm out on the edible. Like, that's it. Like if it didn't work. Like nothing's ever gonna work on me.
I know. You just don't make make the enzyme. It doesn't makes it runs a moot. Runs it moot. Makes it a moot, baby.
Yeah.
But okay, but he it would have cost probably upwards of three.
Oh, easily
like
$300.
Right?
Yeah,
nice.
Oh, dude.
Well, you have to think, right?
I'm gonna check right now what a full gram cart runs in medical. I guarantee it's $65.
Right, for like PA, if I were to buy one in PA,
guaranteed.
Not that I would. Watch it. You doesn't touch the devil's lettuce.
Yeah.
If anyone believes me, that's not true. No, it is true. Depending on if I get a job. No.
They go for like $60-$65.
Okay, so this is like PA if you went to a dispensary.
No, medical.
If you went to Denver, it's like half the price.
Yeah.
It's like $30. Yeah, I mean, peripheral, they've got so much.
Well, also, and this is where I think PA is stupid for not recreationally legalizing it. They're losing a shit ton of money in New Jersey right now.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
New Jersey, I will say that I have been to, it still is prejudicial for the people to have cards. Like I told you that.
Right.
Some dispensaries are, they all still have the medical card situation. Some of them are a little harper like on it than others. Like the one I stopped at recently, I didn't even end up going in to buy weed. I shouldn't say that because I can say that because I didn't buy weed.
Yeah, and it's also legal in New Jersey.
Sure. These are different reasons,
okay,
Adam, that you're not privy to, but I didn't. But if I thought about it, I stopped at one. And It was so busy, I couldn't figure out the parking situation. No joke. Could not.
Really?
Every parking spot said that it was for a patient. Every parking spot I could find around the facility was all marked and bought off by patients.
Question. Does that mean just anybody at the store?
Exactly.
I would have accepted it as that. I would have been like, that means me.
As someone who is a medical marijuana.
No. I mean, if I was in New Jersey, because my medical card means nothing in New Jersey, right? So if I'm in New Jersey I'm just going to be like, that means anybody at the store, I think.
I guess. I was so pissed and I knew I had to get traffic like back. So I was just like, fuck it, I'm leaving. I didn't understand. I was like, what is going on? I cannot find a space that is not marked patient. And I'm technically not a patient. So I don't understand what's happening right now. Why didn't you just have a patient area and then everyone else can park over here?
This is so funny. I love this about our relationship because we're so diametrically different like this. You're such like a, if I could get in trouble, I'm like, park sideways on all of them. Like, who gives a fuck?
I didn't even know about trouble. I didn't want to get up front and then just be like, no, dude, you're not a patient. Like, it was confusing.
Like, inconvenient, whatever your version of that is, it's like you're just always like, but you're always thinking that. I'm always like, I don't care.
No, there could be. I should have just done one of them. Like, I don't know why I can't park there. I have no idea. No, I'm not a patient. What the fuck? I don't have a card or whatever.
I would have been doing donuts and like watching the guy.
Like, it doesn't. They make it that place was legitimately. It made it like, hey, if you don't have a card, you might as well not come in. The way I'm saying that they structured the outside, even their website was just like, if you don't have a card, don't bother. Like, that's how it sounded. The other place I went to, very different. It was just like, hey, which is what I was kind of used to. It was like cards over here, you know, medical marijuana cards over here, everyone else over here. Pretty much it. That's
right.
It. And then it's just you fucking follow the lines and that's all. They get priority over you, whatever.
So I wonder why
they get priority over you and they can buy after like six.
I wonder why they even have a separate. Because in Colorado, I think they do have cards because I saw signs for like, if you have a medical marijuana card, but like, why? Like, why the fuck would you need it?
It's because of the regulation. It's because of the federal regulation. It's what it is. Because of the federal regulation, there's people that are like, I have a medical marijuana card, and that at least gives me maybe some more protection. Dude, I don't know. It's boring as fuck, but I'm thinking that's what it is. It's just like, hey, technically I'm doing this the right way, quote unquote.
Well, no, because it's only the state. It's only the state. So the feds would give a shit.
No, sure. I'm saying that the first thing that would, I don't know, maybe I'm pulling this out of my ass. I don't know why. I don't know if you know this, but I'm
no, not, I got it. I got it as you're going.
Politician. Nor do I understand the
you're doing the
legality.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I do not understand the legality.
Keep going. Keep pulling out words before you get to your point.
But that's in my head. I thought I was just like, right. Cause if you get more people to pay the fees and everything to jump through the hoops, at least the state is covered in terms of a certain amount of thing. Like
the state does just tax it as is. So that's why. Sure. So the card doesn't, cause okay. I your point is, well, they get make money off the card. Not, it's like $50. They'll make money off the taxes more than the card. So
it's like $100 and something a year, whatever.
We'll just tax $50 for us in PA.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm positive. I just did it.
It's $50 to renew, but it's like $100.
Yes, sorry. Yeah. I meant to keep getting it.
I was just trying to get it straight. Okay. I don't know, man. Anyways, it was so unfunny. But I just got – yeah, it's what – the funny part is me just fucking showing up and be like, you guys made this difficult.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Where am I supposed to go in?
I don't think we can sell you weed because you're 7.
But why did you make this so ridiculous? Like, can I, like, seriously, on your website, you'd be like, hey, if you don't have a card, like, just buy from here. Like, just let me know. Like, why are you making this crazy? Well, because I think some places they're like, well, we don't like people who buy it recreationally. We're actually a medical facility.
I bet you by next year's time, that shit's gone. Because it's still new. Right? It's like the first year they're doing it, right?
In Jersey,
I guarantee next year that shit. Because Colorado's like so many years now doing it. Right, it's just like, it's just like a store. I mean, they're still a little more like protective. Like, you know, they check your shit right away. It's locked, but like, it's think of like a high end jewelry store. Like, no different, right? Like, you have to get buzzed into that shit. They sometimes like fucking check your shit at high end jewelry stores. You know,
sure.
So it's like, it's no different, but it's regular. Jersey's just going through that new weird phase of like, this is still a Schedule I drug, and the next year they're like, drive your car through the window. Who gives a fuck? Like, just get your weed. Like, they'll go through that
free weed sampler. Free weed sampling?
Exactly.
Just on the boardwalk. Free weed sampling?
Yeah, oh my God. That's all AC Boardwalk needs is more drugs.
Chill everybody out.
Actually, that might counteract the fucking...
What they're already doing. They're uppers.
Yeah, what they're already doing.
Maybe bring them down a little bit. Just it'd be great. Dude. Just people are just handing out fucking indica. Just indica gummies to everybody in AC.
You want a meth high?
Calming them down. And take a little nap. Let me put it this way. You're going to sleep pretty deep. You're going to sleep deep. All right. And when you wake up, try not to do the meth again. Like, just try hard not to
do
it.
We know you will,
again.
But try not to.
But it's going to be helpful on your come down. I don't know. How the fuck did we get there? But I wish it was simpler. I might end up just getting my car. I have to go do my card thing. So I got to do it. I don't know. Send me your link. I don't know why.
I'll tell you
afterward. But I got to do it. But so it's nice to hear that you just, it's cheaper there too. That's cool. Nice.
Yeah. Ridiculously.
Like really cheap. I wish it was as cheap here. That'd be nice.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, it's cheaper in Denver than like other places in Colorado probably, but like, you know.
Okay.
I'm sure the
any other takeaways from the old Denver trip, the old Colorado trip?
It's fun. I definitely would do it again. I mean,
no food problems. No food problems.
Everything was amazing.
Everything was delicious.
I mean, truly like nice. Oh my God, I got to tell this story. It will end it on this.
Okay.
We went so I went out we were, this is when we were in Denver, not Steamboat. This is the night we were in Denver. We were like, where should we go? You know, try to figure it out. And I just happened to watch a bar rescue episode.
Okay.
From a bar in Denver that was 15 minutes from our hotel.
Oh,
and
nice.
I was like, if we don't go there,
right,
we're idiots. Now, I expect nothing from, I expect, like, what I, this is what I wanted from this place. I wanted a shit show. Like, I'm going for, like, it to be that. Like, I know
but they were. But isn't it like past tense? Weren't they rescued?
Yes.
So
here's my theory.
What?
That episode, the owners were so fucking bad. I'm like, there is 0% chance this place kept up fixed. 0% chance. And I want to go see the shit. I want to see the guy at the bar, the owner's husband at the bar who's drinking, who's buying everyone beer, but no one is ever buying anything. And he's just, you know, just buying quote unquote shots, but no money's going into the cash register. I want that guy there. I want him being drunk. I want a fucking shit show, a bar patronage. I want people just hammered. I want fucking the food to be bad. Right. I want the experience. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I wanted that. I'm like, let's go have fun. And then we just talk and just shit on everybody. I wanted everybody to be fucking fucked up. So they're like, yeah. Robbie's like, oh, 100, let's go. let's go do that. I was like, fuck it, yeah. We go. We walk in. It's dead. There's like fucking 15, 25 people there, right? They're doing trivia. I'm like, perfect. This is exactly what I want. The games were on. I bet on the games, which, by the way, made a killing this weekend. Bet on the games. So I want to watch the games. So Robbie doesn't bet, but he's, you know, he's watching basketball with me. We sit down. Bartender comes over. She's like, what do you guys want? Hammered. I'm like,
nice.
Yes. All right. I'm fucking like, yes, this is what I wanted.
Two for two. Nice.
She's like, what's the name for the tab? And like, Robbie? It's like, she goes, what's the name for the tab? I was like, yes.
Nice.
I'm just elated. Dude, I'm elated right now. I'm like, my heart. I'm like, gleaming with joy. I'm looking around like, this is the shit show. The guy hosting the fucking trivia. Big open mic energy. Open, but like, normally we'd hate it, but I'm like, I'm here for it, right? Like tonight, I'm here because this is what I wanted. I wanted, like every shit show experience. He's like thinking he's funny, being like,
yeah,
you guys didn't know that, but I did. Cause I'm smarter than you, like that type of joke. I'm like, oh, the cringe. I was like,
let it wash over you. Yeah.
Chef's kissing the cringe of this guy,
drenched and corny.
Oh, I mean, I just couldn't have been happier. Sitting directly next to us is the local drunk couple who's all over each other.
Nice.
That couple.
Damn, you got all the good stuff. You got all the accoutrement.
But it was a couple who's like, you know, deep tongue kissing in public.
Yeah.
Fuck you. That couple.
Probably finger fucking. Yeah.
Nice. And they just curse at each other like, I fucking hate you. And they're like, come over here. I love you. Like that couple. Like in public.
Oh, shit.
That's
very rare.
Best.
Damn.
The best. They were hammered, playing trivia, being
some
like
A1 people watching.
Dude, I was like, it's like I gotta jerk off. I was so happy. So then she waitress bartender. There's only but we had the bar. Bartender comes back over. There's no waitress here. There's only one employee, and it's her. And like whoever's working in the kitchen, right? So Robbie's like, yo, just get whatever. It's on me. I'm like, say no more. I was like, I'm getting this. I'm like, what are the chances this is A, good, and B, it's even correct? Right?
Sometimes you can have a front of the house that's like terrible, and then the back of the house, though, the kitchen's good, you know?
So
it happens.
From the show.
You can hear in my voice, there's a little bit of maybe savior. Like, maybe it's good.
From the show, there was a guy who was working the back, and then they like taught him some new shit, whatever. They had none of the menu items from the show. They had none of the cocktails from the show. They had nothing besides the physical decor of the place, right?
Right.
Yeah, obviously they can't change that. They can't put the money into that. But nothing else. Everything is they changed the name of the bar on the show. They went back to the old name of the bar. I mean, literally, dude, everything. They're like, fuck that.
Damn.
So funny. So I ordered a bacon cheeseburger and fry.
The name of that bar should be just like Unrescued. like we don't want to be rescued. Fuck off.
The Unrescuables.
Welcome to it's Unrescued Bar. There's not even a toilet. So just come on in and grab your fritters. Like
yeah.
just,
do you cook yourself. Do whatever you want. There are no rules here. So I ordered a bacon cheeseburger with
pretty
fries.
Simple. Expect it to be greasy.
I ordered
know,
that,
like,
I'm not gonna order
greasy,
that shit medium
delicious,
rare there.
Whatever.
No way I'm ordering that medium rare, right?
No,
so I ordered it medium.
Right, first of all, you can order a medium rare, but you're getting it fucking medium more burnt. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
So I went medium because I also don't know where they're getting their food from. So I was like, I'm gonna go medium here. I was like, what are the chances this comes out? You like I said, the batter just fucked up.
Right.
The cook brings it out. It's a woman, so they changed. I think they might have changed owners, I think, even.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't ask. I wanted to ask zero questions. I made that a point. I'm like, I don't want to even bring up the show. I want the full experience here. I don't want them to know I saw anything. That's, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
they didn't have a food runner. The cook brought the chef. Quote,
physically
chef.
Brought it out to us. Yes.
Oof. Jesus Christ. Even the one bar person isn't running food? That's usually
she
the bar
was too
runs
drunk,
food.
Probably.
I asked and answered, so never mind. Moving on.
At one point, she walked over, unencumbered, and just starts telling a story to us. Like we asked her, "Hey, tell us about your life, real quick." She walks over. She's like,
"That's fun."
And, by the way, white again, chef's kiss, white trash.
Yeah,
older
yeah.
chick, like nice. Like old
blue
lady.
Eyeshadow.
No, okay. Red.
Heavy on the makeup or low on the makeup?
Red. She was short, not zero attractiveness in her.
Okay.
Older.
I would have probably
beat up.
Her hot, but that's fine.
No. Beat up. Beat
I like
up.
A little wear and tear.
A little heavy. Yeah, a little heavier.
Nice.
Old,
describing.
Old,
very hot.
Old, very faded, like tit tattoo, like small and like neck tattoo that's faded
nice.
Out because she got like in the '80s probably.
Hot.
You know she has like fucking kids in her teens.
Hell yeah.
But she shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Like she technically can't.
Someone's got to take care of her. I mean. The kids aren't taking it. Who's putting her to bed, Adam?
You're right.
I mean, a 13-year-old boy who right. is overweight. Right. That's who's, you know what I mean? Come on, dude.
So she walks over. Again, I don't know.
I love the like. Idea, too, when she walks over. I'm going to try to do it. Because when she – it's, again, since she comes to unprompted, that means she probably, like, walked up and in her drunk brain, she, like, she walks up, maybe just breezes past and thinks, like, oh, I should check on them real quick. But then in the moments of her checking on you guys, she saddles up, forgets that, and then goes like, hey, it's, you know, like, my uncle, he's a bad man. He's a bad guy.
Hey, man, not too far off from that exact story, by the way.
But I like to think in her heart, she like breezed past you first. Like, oh yeah, something with this table. She should have just been like, food good? No, good. Okay, I'm gonna go.
But yeah, I'll go now. I go
there.
Now? You go.
Forgot
now.
What she was gonna say, and then was like, yeah, Debbie's a bitch. Debbie's a fucking bitch.
this was her story. So my fucking son. Caught me smoking a bong out of my garage, my mom's house. I was like, this story's great.
Well,
keep going.
Her son's the parent, yeah.
Keep, because her mom's parenting that kid, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's, dude, I was like, go on. She's like, and then she's like, Mom, you're a loser. He's like, no. And I'm like, no, he's right. he's nailing it. Like, it's got a brain on his head there. So chef, like I said, so chef comes out, drops the food, and it looks good.
Okay.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, all right. Now, I'm not mad at it, right? I'm not mad about that. I just thought. Right. Now, did they bring me bacon on my bacon cheeseburger? No, there wasn't. But hey, you know what? Can't complain because I knew what I was getting into, right?
Dude,
I can't complain because I brought us there knowing this was going to happen. I can't get mad. It's part
of
the experience.
Fact that it came out on a plate or like at all.
Well, plate, what are we talking about here?
They could have brought you out chimichangas. Do you know what I mean? And you would have been like,
there's food here.
Like chimichangas with like, you know, like old shrimp in it. Like just
with motor oil poured on top. I was like, you know what?
There's
food out in front of me. I can't complain.
Dig in. You know what I mean? Just, do you want cheese on that? No? Okay. Well, a lot of people get cheese. I mean, dude, you're a pussy, but
I had like good queso cheese fries. It was good. It was like good. Like the food was actually
good. So,
food was good.
That's par for the course.
I was actually blown away. Food was good. So, now how I eat my burger and fries, I'm weird. I eat my burger first and then I eat my fries. I don't go back
some people
and forth.
Do. Yeah, some people do back and forth. Some people just start on the fries first and then go for the burger.
I'm not picky. Okay. You do you. Godspeed, right? That's how I do it. That's how I do it. So, drunk couple next to me, right? The guy, he's like, he leans over him. He's like, hey, man, I see you don't want your fries. May I have some? Normal Adam would be like, fuck off, dude. Like, don't even look at me. I don't want, because you know me, I hate drunk behavior to trigger. Like, you know that about me. Like, I hate it. It's a fucking real trigger for me. I just get mad immediately. Yeah. Not tonight. Because I'm here for it. I compartmentalize that. I'm like, I know what I'm getting into tonight. So normally I'd be like, fuck out of here, dude. That night I was like, dude, you can take whatever you want on my plate. I was like, put your mouth on it. I'm for it tonight. Like, I'm all for it. So I give him like a handful of fries. And his wife is like, Jason, whatever his name was, like, did you ask that guy for fries? He's like, I'm sorry. Don't do that. He's like, you gave it to me. Just like, they had like a drunk couple fried about fries.
Nice.
Then they walked out on their entire bar tab.
I mean, that's obvious.
Now, hold on.
That's impressive.
I'm actually going to slightly defend them for a second.
Oh, God.
Hold on. And you will in a second, too. Now, I'm not justifying that totally. But to be fair, they know the bartender because they were both the whole time. Like, she was like, guys, stop with your shit every fucking day with it or every week with this. And they're like, Holly, chill. Like, that was like the back.
Right, that was the vibe. Okay.
So they know each other. But that bartender was outside drunk, smoking, talking to people.
Right.
And they were trying to pay their tab for 25 minutes. I'm not kidding. Because I watched the entire second half of the game while they were trying to pay their tab. That's not, dude, I wish I was even exaggerating that a little bit. That's the truth.
Right.
They were like, we're just going to go. And I was like, honestly, I don't even really blame that much.
You can't really do much about that.
I mean, they got her, but like,
wanted
like,
to pay you, but yeah.
But I'm like, honestly, this is everything such a shit show. Everyone's wrong here. Like, no one's right. Like, you know,
listen, Holly, you know, I know you only got the one good leg, but you gotta at least come back to the table so they can pay you. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you can be drunk on shift. We're all hammered right now. But you gotta at least come back in somewhat of a timely manner, 10, 15 minutes, way after they've already asked for the check. But you gotta come back and just let them pay you. That's just, you know, and we know that you only have the one good eye. But the one good eye, the one good leg, they offset each other. They're across from each other. I feel like that would help. But it didn't. You gotta, you know. And we know, did you not do your meth in the alley today?
Dude,
we told you, you're better on shift if you do your meth halfway through. You know what I mean?
Wild.
And we're going to, let's go snort some Adderall, get back on track. I feel you.
Wild.
You got a good, that's some good people watching, man. Some good old people watching.
I had so much
watching.
Fucking fun.
Yeah.
Oh, the name of the place is called Rockabilly's in Denver. If anybody wants to go, well, it's technically 15 minutes outside, whatever. Go Rockabilly's, please.
I'm doing an open
Please
mic there in November, so
go.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. It's going to be really fun.
You know what's wild? That place would actually be awesome for a comedy show because they have a stage in the corner already built and set up, and the way the room set up actually was perfect for comedy.
And I was like,
it would never work because of whoever runs that place is a nightmare.
Right, you could probably do it, wait out the Holly to get drunk, and then just skip out on your bar tab, so it would be great. It'd be really fun. Take all the money for yourself.
legit food good. So okay. go check out for the experience. And please tell me if you didn't have a good time. I'll be blown away. Blown away if you guys have a good time there. But know what you're getting into. Like, don't be surprised if your shit comes out wrong or you don't get a drink for 25 minutes. Like, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, it's interesting that the Bar Rescue episode exposed them to like the universe's unconsciousness, and it made them into like a fly zapper for all the crazy people. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's like, yeah. If you want to act like a fucking crazy person, you go over to that bar and just do it. Just do whatever,
Your heart contends.
Come in, yeah. Be drunk, too high, falling asleep at the table. Don't pay a tab. Pay too much of a tab for the stuff you didn't buy. Who cares? Like, it doesn't. Do an open mic there. Trivia with an open mic. Doesn't matter. I mean?
That guy was essentially doing that anyway.
You know what I mean? Take a shit in the DJ booth. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Have some fun with it. Because we do not care. But I'll tell you what, food's coming out piping hot and ready to taste.
Yeah, mad good food. A+. Nice. I don't drink, so I don't know about the drinks, but A+ food. So go check that shit.
I think they might be watered down based on Holly's history. They might be a touch watered down because I think Holly's taking it away from.
I need a drink. How am I supposed to? You drink too?
just sober. Fuck out of your mind.
I'm telling you, she literally came over and was like this is how she walked over to us, like this, like. What do you guys need? like threw herself like on the fucking bar like that.
Hello, gentlemen. It's good to be here. I will be your waitress. Like, I love trying to be too serious. Like, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for being a patroness to this Denny's. Wait, am I at a Denny's? Fuck.
I'm on the wrong side of the bar. Fuck. Whoa. Make sure to walk back around. Yeah, it was.
Don't have the chimichangas. They're covered in oil. Nice, man. Well, that's some good free. Well, I mean, on a low bill for a small amount of money, you get all of the people watching. So I would recommend it.
My new goal, and especially when you and I go on the road together, we have to look up bar rescue bars and places we go and go to them.
Like it. Okay.
We have to do it. There has to be a thing we do. I'll make it a Patreon episode run. Like, we're talking about that. We have to do it. It's so much fun. And if it's good, then it's just fun, a good experience. Right. It's not sure it won't be funny, but I'm gonna venture to say most probably go back to how they are, because here's the truth: you can't change people, right? So like, you could change everything else and tell them. You could tell. They tell them exactly what to fucking do,
right?
Especially like on Restaurant Impossible. Like, it's less, you know, like reality, more like just fun, like trying to help. Bar Rescue is more like yelling and shit. Restaurant Impossible more like, let's get your shit together. Come on, let's help you out a little more. But like in that show, especially, they're like, hey, this is how you do like food costs. This is how you do this. This is how you do this. This is how you do this. And they just go, fuck you. And I was like, okay, it's your business, idiot.
Cool. Why did we have this? Why did we do this with this fucking venue? Yeah, it's interesting.
So we have to make that a thing.
Okay,
it's
cool.
So much
I'm in.
Fun.
You don't have to keep telling me. Yeah, I'm nailed it. I'm in. Nice. We shall do that upon traveling. People, this has been.
Yeah.
Whew, another week in the cult of us from the Pope and the President. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I've been Neil Wood. That's been Adam Nutter. And we'll see you next time. Another day in the cult.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.